We have two stories about water and climate, starting in Virginia, where for centuries the ocean, bays, and rivers have helped the state grow and thrive. The region is home to the world's largest naval base, beaches that attract millions of tourists each year, and a huge agriculture industry. But now, those bodies of water are a threat. In this story that was part of the Pulitzer Center's Connected Coastlines Reporting Initiative, Sam Turkin of member station WHRO explores how farmers are grappling with sea level rise.
Coastal Virginia currently experiences the highest average rate of sea level rise on the Atlantic seaboard. It's not a question of if some areas will go underwater, but when. That leaves the future of a lot of things in doubt, like agriculture. Farming has been a part of life and business on the Eastern Shore forever. The climate's not too hot, not too cold, fertile soil. For Lynn Gale, that translates to about four decades farming in the area.
Farming is a lifestyle. My son farms with me, and we tend about 2,500 acres.
Gale grows corn, soybean, and something called rapeseed, which is made into an oil used for engines and plastics. But now this historically nutrient-rich farmland, well, it's not all so great anymore. Gale shows me around a huge field bordering the ocean, lush soybean crops everywhere, except for one small bare patch close to the water.
They were planted here. Most died.
The culprit?
Occasional high tides, this would be underwater right here. And you can see the salt patches, the white residue on the soil here.
So if I stick my finger in this white-looking patch...
Will it taste like salt?
Yeah. Tastes like dirt and salt.
Yeah.
Gale says he's watched the seawater encroach farther and farther onto this field over the past decade. About an acre is no longer farmable. It's even worse at another field he used to plant. 20 acres completely failed. This is all worrying Gale's 32-year-old son, Sands. He's taking over the business and says hundreds of thousands of future dollars are at stake.
A third of the acreage that I farm could be right on the water and directly affected by sea level rise. I'm going to have to figure something out.
Up and down this narrow peninsula, Cora Baird hears similar concerns from other farmers. Baird studies sea level rise for the University of Virginia's Coastal Research Center, and about 30 miles south shows me what could be the future for a lot of farmland.
This was land that was farmed from the 1650s until the early 2000s.
That's when the farmers had enough of salt water dehydrating their crops to death. Today, these fields are a thick marsh.
So like the dark green shrubs that are poking up between the grass, that's a salt-associated shrub. That's the wax myrtle.
Baird says the water isn't just coming in from the ocean, rivers, creeks. It's rising from under the land, mixing with groundwater and making the soil wetter and saltier. Even around more inland areas, an invisible killer. It threatens farmland all the way down the east coast of Florida.
When you start to add them up, it starts to become a lot of acreage, so there's only so many places we can shift to.
Now, there could be a few ways farmers hold on for some time. That's because researchers are testing salt-tolerant crops like barley and quinoa, and farmers can plant wetlands and trees around their fields.
Things that love wet soils, and they can actually help soak up some of that water.
Thelonious Cook runs a sustainable produce farm, no fertilizer or pesticides. Problem is, the farm is right along the main highway on the Eastern Shore. So when it rains, a lot of water flows off the road onto Cook's fields. And it doesn't drain well because the ground is already wet from sea level rise. This has killed $30,000 worth of Cook's crops the past few years.
It makes you feel deflated because there's so much investment into this farm. And you want to make sure that this is here for the next generation.
Cook, who's 42, says he hopes to adapt to the rising waters, but he knows there's a good chance farming here could become impossible. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Turkin.